Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a show that is jam-packed with great information today. During the first half hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, for an episode of Science for Humans. This one was a result of a question from Kevin, who wants to know the truth about testosterone boosters on the market. So we'll talk about that for the first half hour. Then we're going to be talking about how inulin promotes weight loss and reduces liver and intramuscular fat. And then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Lorraine Killian to talk about the it's not me, it's you phenomenon, the disconnect of physical education teachers to physical activity in the gym. Very, very important discussion that we'll be covering at that moment. Just want to remind everybody that, we don't have a secret word contest. I forgot about that. We don't have it this week. It'll be next week. But in the meantime, let's roll the music.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. Jeff, are you having some fades happening there?
Yeah, just a little bit of fading in and out. But
I think it just corrected itself. It sounds like once I opened up your mic, it corrected itself. Okay, welcome back. And you know what? I gotta say something, okay? In light of what just happened to USP Labs and is going to happen to a bunch of other companies in the pharmaceutical industry very shortly, we all should have such a greater appreciation for what Dr. Jeff Galini has done for decades now in producing quality products that are not tainted with drugs. It sounds like that should be something that should be expected from everybody. But the truth of the matter is the reason that China chose you to make baby formula is exactly the fact that you've spent 30 years plus sticking to your word. What's in the label on the label is in the bottle and nothing more.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's when this whole drug thing came about, you know, USP Labs and the rest of them, you know, putting things in. It's kind of tough, Carl, you know, watching them make millions of dollars where, you know, we're sitting turning that business away, but we know that it's wrong, it's unethical, and that's not what our business practice is about. So I'm glad that the federal government finally stepped in, and for those of you who may not be aware, USP Labs and their manufacturer SK Laboratories were indicted by the federal government from everything from putting drugs in their product to money laundering to postal scam. I mean, you name it. Big time arrest. So, about time the government does something good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I can understand your frustration with, you know, you're sitting here doing things the right way and they're the ones piling on the money. But in the end, you know, who's really winning? Another thing that we need to mention is while, they say the greatest form of flattery is when someone copies you. Producing a counterfeit product is not. And for those of you who buy Crealcolin is the company called Tri-Pharma?
Yeah, this one is Tri-Pharm. The product is K4. And they're out of California, although the bottle says Brooklyn, New York on it, which is, you know, FDA will take care of that. But it's deemed counterfeit. We put a press release out on All American Pharmaceutical site. So a red bottle, if you have used that product and you still have it, go get your money back. It's fake. And if you wonder why it didn't work very well, that's why.
That's why. That's why. All right. So now staying in this, this is really a good discussion. So Kevin, a listener, emailed you and said, what's the truth about testosterone boosting supplements? So obviously he wants to know, first of all, do they really work? Right?
Yeah, you know, and the flavor of this question, if you go on the internet and you just type in, you know, testosterone boosting supplements, it is amazing what pops up. So very, very confusing. It's confusing for me, but very confusing for consumers looking to buy something. So, you know, what I want to say to Kevin before I can say, are they safe, is you got to be aware. You know, don't buy anything that has a stupid name. I saw one called Long Man. You know, all the names.
Well, what about the ones that actually have the names of drugs, kind of a play on the name of a drug in the name itself? You know, because we know like drugs like Dianabol were reduced to the name D-Bol, and you'll see quote unquote testosterone boosts out there called D-B-O-L, D-Bol. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, that's just ridiculous, and it's a matter of time before FDA cracks down. But, you know, there are no drugs that are legal. And you see a lot of these websites that say legal natural steroids, no such thing as a legal steroid. First of all, you can't make that claim. So you got to be very aware of what you purchase. You know, kind of the good standby products that, you know, really work if you're trying to gain muscle strength are things like Tribulus terrestris, Yohimbe, just to mention a few. You know, a lot of times people use arginine, but that isn't really for boosting testosterone. The other thing is, you know, none of these people have any research, Carl.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a bunch of marketing internet stuff, you know?
Well, what about the testosterone boosters in the wake of what's going on right now? What about the testosterone boosters that actually have some drugs in them? Maybe they have methyl testosterone in them. So somebody takes them, they notice that they feel stronger, they notice they're getting more muscular. If they bother to go get tested for something, they'll see some sort of activity on a blood test, and they think, oh, this is a great product, but in fact, they're actually taking testosterone.
Well, yeah, and I think what you're going to find part of this big indictment isn't going to just be like on DMAE or DMAA. It's going to go back to the people like SciFit who are still selling pro-hormones after they were banned. So I think we're going to see a lot of the pro-hormone guys get mixed into this big drug adulteration. But I see it all the time. You know, there'll be products that come in from China that we're going to check out, and we'll find them laced with Viagra or testosterone cypionate or androstenedione. And I can't tell you how many products over the years, you know, somebody would send in and ask us to duplicate it. And you look at the label, and they're telling me how good this thing works. And it's like, well, wait a minute. There's 5 milligrams of Tribulus, 2 milligrams of this. It's impossible. We stick it in the GC. And here's all these drugs that are in there.
Wow.
So again, you know, but they're non-reputable companies. There are companies that you can only find on the internet. Now, in lieu of this whole USP Labs things, that kind of botches up my, you know, only buy from reputable companies. You know, before the Jack 3D and the DMAA, I thought they were fairly reputable, but it looks like they weren't.
So what about the notion that testosterone is now carrying a warning? Should testosterone boosters that legitimately work be forced to carry a warning?
You know, we have to be careful. I have a published article that is coming out in the Journal of Medicine, I believe the end of this month, on testosterone boosting. And, you know, we didn't find any side effects. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, down the road with some of these, you got to be careful. But the thing about if you can naturally elevate
your testosterone, you know, using a natural steroidal saponins, you normally don't have the same side effects as testosterone therapy. And the reason is that, you know, that testosterone therapy shuts down your body's production of testosterone, and you can overtake. You know, most people take too much. So hence the, you know, the blood clots, the heart attacks, the high blood pressure. You know, I don't think if that was controlled and really monitored that you would see those type of side effects. But again, you know, the older males get, the more susceptible you are to things of that nature.
Well, let me give you a different angle on this too. So we know that hormones are pulsatile in nature. Testosterone generally is produced between the hours of probably 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning in a huge pulse in men. Hence why we usually wake up aroused in the first thing in the morning. So when you take injectable testosterone, the levels of testosterone remain high, and there is no pulse throughout the day. When you take a testosterone booster, it doesn't change the pulse. It just changes the amplitude of what is produced. So your body is still seeing the natural rhythmicity of testosterone production, which could be one of the reasons why a testosterone booster doesn't produce the dangers that injectable testosterone do, number one. Number two, the other issue is that when you take frank testosterone injections, the testes shut down. The testes produce more than just testosterone. They produce progesterone as well as other types of hormones that no one is paying attention to. Well, when you suppress testosterone production, testicular shrinkage occurs. And atrophy. Well, guess what that means? All of those other hormones that were being produced by your testes are no longer being produced. And we already know what happens when you take hormones and take them out of balance and ratio with the way they're supposed to be produced. So this could be another reason why anti-aging medicine should be looking more towards legitimate, effective testosterone boosters than frank testosterone replacement. Now, there's lots of pathways that these testosterone boosters work. And we're going to get into, on the other side of the break, a little bit more about one that you produce, because I want to ask you some questions about it. But
yep.
Testosterone boosters generally work in a few different ways. Either they mimic luteinizing hormone, which sends signals to the testes to produce more testosterone. They suppress estrogen, most notably E2, estradiol, which is a byproduct of testosterone production and tells the body when it has enough testosterone, believe it or not. It's like if you've ever seen one of those commercial coffee makers, it's got 6 gallons of coffee inside, but it's got that little glass tube that has maybe 3 ounces of coffee. That tells you when it's full. That's how estrogen works with testosterone. And the other thing that we see is testosterone boosters that influence the pituitary production through luteinizing hormone mimicking type compounds. All of these raise testosterone naturally. All of them do not change the rhythmicity. All of them allow the natural pulse to occur, which may be why we won't ever see a black box warning on testosterone boosters. Pick apart correct. What I just said, Dr. Jeff, before we take the break.
Yeah, no, I think that's perfect. Yeah, I mean, that is exactly why, you know, there was a recent article, well, it was a couple years ago in the PT365 by the Military Times, and the military found that, you know, over half of these test boosters that they had tested were spiked. So again, coming back to what you said, Carl, is, yeah, you know, I mean, when just having that morning spike, you know, we aren't talking about levels going, you know, over thousands of points like they would from synthetic testosterone. We're just talking about getting us back into that normal range.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that we have more energy, we have more vigor.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a testosterone booster that might be one you should be considering, especially in light of the fact that the company that produces it, in my humble opinion, is beyond reproach. And what is in the bottle and is on the label. Let's take one quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Gallini, who I really feel privileged to spend time with because, as many of you know, we're designing some new supplements and we're working with All American Pharmaceutical on this. And I've learned so much from working with Dr. Jeff and his team about quality and integrity and no margins at all for speculation or double meanings of anything. And it's this is something that was hard for me to get with, because I'm looking at the industry going, well, all those other guys are saying that. And Dr. Jeff is going, look, if we can't prove it with science, we cannot say it. And the reality is it's a funny thing. If someone's willing to tell you a lie and you're willing to carry that lie forward knowing it's potentially a lie, does that make you any better? It actually makes you worse than the person who told you the lie.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that is what, you know, we are trying to do is we're trying to set a new standard in this industry that when a consumer buys a dietary supplement, it's because they are looking for an alternative to a drug. I mean, that's how our industry got started. And why should we have to give them fluff and misdirection and deceive them? I mean, you know, we need to tell them honestly, you know, what we can say about the product. You know, you can't make claims. You can't try to stretch the truth, you know, like a lot of these companies have done, like testosterone products saying natural steroids or just as good as steroids. No, they're not. I mean, you know,
right.
There's no such thing as a natural product being as good or the same as a drug. First of all, they're two different classes. They work completely different. So you can't even compare the outcome. But yeah, I mean, I always say that, you know, we should be able to stand our case in a court of law with science to back everything that we say.
Not pass the buck to the supplier, not pass the buck to the raw manufacturer, because they're not going to stand behind you when you're in court and you realize you've been telling people a lie about your product. You can't go, well, they told me that lie. You're the one that it's the buck's going to stop with you. So if you can't prove it on your own by yourself, then don't promote it that way.
Absolutely. I don't know about you, but I like to go home and have a nice night of sleep and not worry about anything that I did dishonestly during the day.
I agree with you. Okay, so let's get on with that discussion now. So you had no interest in getting into the testosterone boosting business. However, you, by happenstance, came in contact with a type of, I want to say, evergreen that grows exclusively in your home state, right?
Correct. And, you know, I was having some testosterone issues myself with age going on. So prior to, you know, thinking about developing something, I was using, you know, some of the products, reputable ones. I tried the Bulgarian Tribistan that I got right out of Bulgaria through our office there. So I was doing everything I could. But, yes, I came across the Montana Yule Tip. It's a form of, an evergreen, so to say, that is indigenous to Montana. And I was hearing about some of the things that were contained in this evergreen. And as I started to look at it and analyze it and extract it, I found that not only, did it contain high levels of, you know, flavonoids and, carotenes, but there were phytosterols, you know, natural steroidal saponins that were in this product.
Right.
So, you know, my brain's going, well, wow, this is, you know, this is a plant here. If I can extract these out, maybe I might have something that'll work for me. And that's what I did is I started to do a very complex extraction process, and I tried it on myself, and I started to measure my blood testosterone levels. And I went from about 150 to 400, which is right in the middle, you know, 700 is on the high end.
Right.
So that's probably about where I was when I was in my 20s. Carl, I started feeling better. I was able to grow. My strength went up. So I went on and did my due diligence before I even considered bringing it to market. You know, I run my my preclinical trials. I did my toxicology studies to make sure that there was going to be no side effects and didn't find any. And we ran a second rat study, you know, where we measured their testosterone levels. And then I've done just one preclinical on humans, which this is the study that was published. But I call the material Taxadrol is what I named the ingredient. And it's marketed under test charge on the EFX product line.
but really, really good. I mean, it, you know, it did, in the study, raise testosterone levels.
Any ideas how it does that? Does it act as a luteinizing hormone mimetic? Does it act like a gonadotropin releasing hormone mimetic? Any idea at all?
No, you know, I mean, I was really stumped, as were the research team that worked on it.
Uh-huh.
I think this is going to be something we're going to pursue more down the road. You know, research studies are very expensive. But no, I don't know exactly what the mechanism is for doing this. It doesn't seem like it should happen. But I think part of it, too, is, you know, when you look at somebody selling a single product to boost testosterone levels, to me, that's almost impossible because this kit that I have has three different products in there. To me, you know, it takes a lot of stuff on the natural side to get that to happen, along with, you know, natural estrogen blockers to hinder that excess testosterone that we're now producing to convert to estrogen, because that's as important. Because in the beginning, after about 3 weeks, I was starting to see elevated estrogen levels, so I needed to compensate and keep those levels down without that testosterone converting.
In fact, there's a famous bodybuilder named Flex Wheeler who endorsed your product because after years of performance-enhancing drug use, he himself had suffered from what a lot of professional bodybuilders suffer from, and that was very, very low testosterone levels, and he attributed Taxadrol to causing him to recover his natural testosterone production.
Yeah, him and a lot of guys. I mean, you know, a lot of the guys who are on the other side of the fence, they use this product in between their cycles, you know, to boost their own natural systems back in. I've got a lot of diet or doctor clinics now who are looking at this as a replacement for testosterone therapy because, again, they know the side effects. And they're looking for some other way or at least an option for people who are concerned about some of the side effects.
Yeah.
If you think you have low testosterone, I've got 12 of these kits that I will let 12 people try. Obviously, it's on a first-come, first-served basis. If you hear this tomorrow, don't think that maybe they're gone because sometimes everybody thinks, well, I won't call because it's only the first 12. Even if you miss getting a free kit, I'll send you a discount code so you can get it at half price. Plus, I have some of the capsule samples, which is part of this kit that I'll give you some to try, and you can see how you feel. And then if it works, tell all your friends.
Should they go to the Ask the Scientist on our website?
Yep, go to Ask the Scientist, and you can just say, you know, if you remember Test Charge, or you can say Testosterone Builder Kit. And again, you know, ask for the kit. If you're first 12, I'll give you one. If you're not, I'm still going to send you some of the sample packets and a discount code. So if you want to go try it, it's definitely worth the money. It's a very, very good product. And the other thing is you don't need to cycle this. So it's something that you can stay on all the time. But I only recommend that you do 2 months and then you take a break because you should take a break periodically off any of your supplements.
It's always Christmas when Dr. Jeff is on the show.
It is. You know, it's just something that pops in my head, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know. You had no plan in doing that. That's pretty funny. All right, listen. Yeah. Thanks so much today for being on the show. And thanks for bearing the burden of integrity for so long, because I think that you are about to have your day in the sunshine now.
You're welcome, and we're looking forward to that.
All right, talk to you soon, brother.
Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio when we address how inulin may be reducing intramuscular fat and fat in the liver. We'll be right back.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation.
Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. There's an ingredient out there that you may have seen in some of your favorite food products. I've seen it in things like kefir and other products called inulin. I'm going to talk about inulin now with my next guest, who is Dr. Nicola Guess with the Nutrition and Dietetic Research Group at the Imperial College in London, Hammersmith Hospital. How you doing, Dr. Guess?
I'm good. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. We're seeing a lot of products now that have inulin in them. What questions were you trying to answer about this? It's a fiber, is it not?
It is a kind of fiber, so it's a kind of carbohydrate. And fermentable carbohydrate can best be described by basically being carbohydrates that are not digested and absorbed in the upper gastrointestinal tract.
And
that's what normally happens to...
And we're hearing more and more about the, we're hearing more and more about these digestion-resistant starches.
That's what I'm talking about, exactly.
Yeah.
So because of their structure, they cannot be digested by human enzymes.
Okay.
But in our colons, we will have millions of bacteria which are able to digest them for us. And it's the products of this digestion, of this bacterial fermentation, that produce molecules that we think are very beneficial to multiple aspects of health.
I know.
So you're absolutely right. They are basically digestion resistant.
We've been talking about this as we've been talking about the gut flora microbiome for several years now on the show. And it's funny because early on, I realized that these little inhabitants in our gut benefit us or harm us based on what we feed them and what they poop out. So
that certainly seems to be the case. Yes.
So let's talk about inulin. What were you looking at in this research? Tell me about the study. How was it designed?
Sure. So basically, my research is in the prevention of diabetes. So in the UK, we have exactly the same problem with type 2 diabetes being a massive epidemic. And the best way to manage diabetes is to never develop diabetes. And we know the best way to do that currently, the best advice we have, is to lose weight. But as any of your listeners who have tried to lose weight and keep that off long term, it's incredibly difficult. And part of that reason is there are adaptations to weight loss. Basically, it's due to evolution. We weren't meant to live in the environment we're in. That basically cause us to regain the weight. Now, I looked at inulin because inulin has been shown in animal and human studies to seem to modify appetite.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a very natural effect on promoting long-term weight loss. And the idea was that simply it makes you feel full, and so you don't want to eat. And so the primary hypothesis in this study was, if we give people with pre-diabetes inulin, does it help them lose more weight and keep that weight off longer? So that was the primary question. There was also a secondary question, and this again came only from animal studies. We were the first human study to show this, is that it seems to affect the deposition of fat in internal organs such as the liver and pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
So we did MRI scanning so we could look at whether inulin, independent of weight loss, could reduce the amount of fat in the liver. So those were the two primary questions.
And non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is rampant in populations today. It leads to lots of other problems. When we start to see fat deposition in organs and in muscles, it's an indication that the body is running out of places to store fat, so it kind of overflows and it starts putting it in places where entire organ functions start to become challenged, right?
You're absolutely right, but I would just add one caveat. I mean, you could be 400 pounds and have very normal glucose levels. You could be metabolically healthy. So for some reason, some humans almost have this limitless capacity to store fat, to store energy. But in other people, and we see this in certain ethnic groups, all it takes is a tiny extra bit of weight, and like you say, they seem to have exceeded their capacity to store it in the hips and in subcutaneous tissue, and for reasons we don't fully understand, it then gets deposited as visceral fat or liver fat.
Can you give me an example of some of the ethnicities that seem to be more prone to storing fat in the liver versus sub-Q?
Sure, so certainly in some Asian groups, so Indian, Pakistanis, Bangladeshis, that's what we see in the UK. Certainly Chinese, we see that with the epidemic in China. In the US, Hispanics are much more likely to have diabetes and a lower BMI compared to Caucasians.
And couldn't we make a generalization or a general assumption from an evolutionary perspective that those who tend to develop insulin resistance much easier, much faster, are actually, from an evolutionary perspective, more efficient human beings that were designed to survive harsher conditions, longer periods of famine, maybe even be great, have a gift that they waste of greater metabolic flexibility?
That's a very interesting hypothesis. I'm not sure whether there is currently any evidence to support that. We do see differences in not the genome, but in the so-called epigenome in certain ethnic groups. And that whether that's due to differences in diet over generations, I have to be honest, I don't know that evidence very well.
Okay.
But it's an interesting hypothesis.
Okay, so you had 44 subjects. What were they asked to do? Were they asked to eat inulin fiber in capsules before a meal? How were they given the inulin?
Okay, great. You mentioned at the start that inulin can be found in the food chain and in certain products. We wanted in this study to control the very precise amount they were having. So we gave it in a powder, and it was isolated inulin. It was made industrially from chicory, and we gave them 10 grams as a powder to take 3 times a day. And now I would add, what we did was gave them 10 grams for 2 weeks, 20 grams for 2 weeks, and 30 grams for 2 weeks. And we did that because, like anyone knows, if you've rapidly introduced fiber into the diet, it can cause gastrointestinal upset.
Right.
So that's how we introduced the inulin into the diet. And basically, it was a two-phase study. It was over 18 weeks. Now, the first 9 weeks was a very typical standard weight loss program. So I'm a registered dietitian. They came to see me on 4 occasions, and I basically modified their diet in a standard way to reduce their portion size and reduce their calorie intake. And so the ultimate aim in that 9 weeks was to get them to a 5% weight loss at 9 weeks. So that was pretty standard. The really interesting part of this is we wanted to see how well this works in the real world. So for the next 9 weeks, we basically left them to their own devices. They got no support, they got no advice, and we simply asked them to maintain the weight that they'd lost. And then when they came back at 18 weeks, we measured their weight and did the MRI scanning.
Okay, now, and I like the idea that you gave powder, because one of the problems I remember, there was a glucomannan study done many years ago where they put it in capsules and they didn't digest well. So it's good that you gave it in a powder, so it was readily available to do its job.
It is, and I would also add, it has a fairly pleasant taste. So obviously I was giving inulin to half of the subjects and the other half got cellulose.
So what?
And so they were very similar.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm being told we have to take a break. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break.
Sure.
When we come back, I've got more questions. This is a really interesting discussion because this is something that people can do. They can take actionable steps on their own. I think that anytime we do a show where people can actually take action is an important show. We're talking with Dr. Nicola Guess. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Nicola Guess. We're talking about inulin. It is a digestion-resistant starch fiber you're finding in more and more food products today, and maybe good. So let's talk about the 9 and 18 week point. You measured lots of things besides weight loss, right? You measured insulin levels. You measured glucose levels, even some satiety hormones. What did you see at 9 weeks that was significant?
Well, so like I said at the start, the difficulty with weight loss is if you reduce your calorie intake and or you go on to lose weight, we basically know from previous studies that your appetite goes up, so you basically feel hungrier. So that's why we measured the appetite hormones, but more importantly, why we measured appetite. And so what we found at 9 weeks was there was pretty much no difference. So inulin and cellulose groups, they both lost 5% of their body weight, which we expected, and they both didn't really have any differences in the appetite. But when they came back at 18 weeks, the inulin group had lost more than the cellulose group. So they ended up losing overall about 7%, which was significantly different. But the really interesting thing is they had lower hunger levels despite having lost more weight than the cellulose group. And so we think that's evidence that this fiber is able to modulate appetite in a beneficial way.
Do we have any idea of which phyla of gut microbes seem to like inulin? We know that Bacteroidetes seem to be and Firmicutes. There, I'm gonna show my memory is failing me right now. I think Bacteroidetes are associated with greater energy use and leaner bodies, and Firmicutes the opposite. Maybe I'm wrong.
So basically, to be really clear here, it's a lot more complicated than people are understanding. So previously there have been a lot of association studies, so you look at the association of different phyla with different body types and so forth, and association doesn't mean causation. So there's that one thing that I would point out. But the other thing, and I've spoken to a couple of people who do this as their primary research area, and they say really the key is not just the phyla, it's diversity. So people who have a vegetable-based diet tend to have more diversity in the phyla and the other levels of the ecosystem in the gut microbiota. So I would say it's probably simplistic to say it's between Firmicutes and Bacteroides.
Okay. Okay. With that being said, do we know what inulin seems to like, what microbes favor inulin?
There have been a couple of studies showing that bifidobacteria, so these are the kind of bacteria that are typically put into yogurts or those yogurt drinks.
Sure.
They seem to selectively grow when we give inulin or oligofructose, which is a similar structure.
Does inulin also fall into the category of a prebiotic fiber? So in other words, it would be wise to actually mix inulin in with yogurt-type culture products?
Well, what's interesting about the probiotics, if you just give the bacteria, you can change your gut microbiota while you're taking it. But if you follow those people up after they stop, basically the ecosystem of the gut restores itself. So long term, absolutely, a vegetable-based diet with lots of diverse sources of different fibers and different carbohydrates would support any changes you make with probiotics.
Interesting. Now, GLP-1 did go up, and GLP-1 is actually offered in an injectable form, I believe, here in the United States. It's called Victoza.
Yes.
GLP-1 is a satiety hormone. And is the GLP-1 elevation an intrinsic result of the inulin and the microbes that eat it relationship, or is there something else going on there?
So let me clarify one thing. We actually saw the GLP-1 rise in the cellulose group. This is very, very interesting because it demonstrates really the complexity of the gut microbiota and needing to understand these chemical properties of fibers. Now, one previous study had shown that cellulose over time may be fermentable. But our study is the first study to show that this may happen in a shorter period of time. And this is quite important because loads of huge population studies have shown that cereal fibers seem to be associated with a lower risk of diabetes. Now, no one knows the mechanism. And previously, there's been this assumption that cellulose pretty much can't be digested or fermented by the gut microbiota. So what's interesting about our study is that we did show that, and that supports findings from previous studies. And again, it demonstrates the complexity and the need to understand more about dietary fiber in general. But I would add, in terms of is that what's causing the rise in GLP-1, that is certainly one of the mechanisms that is likely to be involved. And for example, one study, this was done in animals, where they knocked out the GLP-1 receptor. Inulin supplementation had no effect on insulin secretion.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. You may have answered this question already, and I apologize if I'm asking it again.
Mm-hmm.
Were they taking their inulin randomly or right before each meal?
With each meal.
Okay.
So that's what we asked them to do.
With each meal. So in other words, it wasn't like 10 or 15 minutes before the meal. It was with the meal.
No, and this is very important with inulin because inulin doesn't have effects, as far as we know, on absorption or digestion or the speed of digestion. It doesn't have any small bowel effects. Mm-hmm. Its only effects are in the large intestine. So it actually, with our subjects, it wouldn't have made a difference what time of day they took it, whether or not they took it with meals. We just did that mainly to reduce gastrointestinal side effects.
That's really interesting. So it's not slow. It's not, you know, fiber's always been associated with blunting gastric emptying, reducing glycemic index from that same effect. That's not where the inulin is doing its thing.
No, no. So as far as we know, inulin has no effects on gastric emptying.
So it sounds like if you were to take inulin and team it up with a fiber that actually has the gastric emptying phenomenon, you could kind of get a symbiotic opportunity there to both reduce hunger and improve some markers that could also influence weight loss and fat loss.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. So fibers such as beta-glucan or pectin, they're soluble fibers that have a known effect on gastric emptying, and actually are partly fermentable as well. I completely agree. And so in terms of my comments about cellulose, I don't think we're at a point yet where we can say 30% of your carbohydrate should be this kind of fiber,
right,
and so forth. But I think we're understanding the need to have a diverse intake of these foods, which actually quite boringly has been dietary advice for the last 30 years. You know, it's about diversity. But it is nice to understand the very precise metabolic effects of these different fibers.
Now, more importantly, just as important, what happened with the fat depositions in the liver and in muscles and all that sort of stuff?
Well, this is really exciting. So what we did in our analysis is we had to adjust for weight loss. So one of the reasons weight loss is so effective at improving people's risk of diabetes and glucose levels is because it rapidly reduces fat in the liver. So because our patients lost weight, we had to adjust for that. But even after adjusting for weight loss, we found that the inulin group had less fat in the liver, and that was a significant finding. And it really, this isn't particularly new because it's been seen fairly consistently in animal studies. And so the big question has been, why not in human studies? And we think it's to do with the amount. So we give 30 grams, which is quite a punch of fiber. So I would reiterate that previous studies using, you know, 20, 30 grams have not necessarily, sorry, 10, 20 grams have not necessarily seen the same results as us. So it, the amount is important.
Well, I have so many questions about this. Is inulin only found in chicory? Is it all? Is corn fiber considered inulin also?
Well, inulin is found like most carbohydrate sources or fibers. It's found in different amounts in different foods. So the absolute amount that's really of significant in the diet would be chicory, inulin, but other fermentable carbohydrates can be found, like resistant starch, could be found in bananas. Pulses such as chickpeas or lentils have a lot of different kinds of fermentable carbohydrate. So we need to understand how the fermentable carbohydrate in inulin compares to that found in beans or lentils, mm-hmm. to that found in bananas.
Interesting. This is so, you know, I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, you know, this is a diet regimen. This is like, you could tell somebody to eat this way and they will lose weight. And this is very easy to do.
Well, what I would say is we've known for years and years that dietary fiber does a zillion good things. And we've kind of thought, okay, like the gastric emptying you mentioned, is that it? And what's so exciting about this kind of research is we're understanding how our diet interacts with these bacteria in our stomachs to have a number of beneficial metabolic effects. So there's still a ways to go in understanding precisely how we match, you know, can we target different types of metabolism by recommending different types of fibers. So we're a long way from that, but it's certainly a step forward from where we were 10 years ago.
What would you say to clinicians and possibly lay people who are pre-diabetic, they're concerned, or even crossing that threshold to diabetes about the good news about inulin?
Well, so let me just reiterate, so I'm an evidence-based practitioner. As a dietitian, I have to be. So the preponderance of evidence still is with weight loss. So however you can lose weight, whether it's exercise, diet, that should be your focus. What I think is great about dietary fiber and inulin and fermentable carbohydrates is they can support those efforts. So what I would do is I would encourage anybody to introduce fiber in whatever way they can into their diet. And vegetable-based meals are a great way to do it.
Yeah.
So the advice from you know, the American Dietary Guidelines, et cetera, base your meals around vegetables, vegetable sources of protein, and a double whammy is you're going to be increasing the fermentable carbohydrate in your diet.
Great information. Thank you so much, Dr. Guest, for being on the show.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about gym teachers. Remember your gym teacher? I remember one of mine from high school. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Uber Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We all remember gym teachers. You know, in high school especially, gym class was dreaded by many of us, embraced by others, but it was our earliest introduction to physical culture. And if you learned to be athletic in gym class, then chances are that influenced, your desire to move and be athletic later on in life. The next discussion we're going to have is called It's Not Me, It's You, the Disconnect of Physical Education, Physical Education Teachers, Phys Ed Teachers to Physical Activity in the Gym with Dr. Lorraine Killian. How you doing, Dr. Killian?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, I when I was reading this, I thought, why hasn't anyone looked at this prior? Because this is the, you know, we talk about early childhood education. If you could teach a child to love the educational process in those first 4 or 5 years, they take themselves the rest of the journey.
Absolutely.
We have a challenge in this country of both adult and childhood obesity that is linked directly to the lack of movement. We know that your inactivity is a greater threat to all-cause mortality than cigarette smoking.
Absolutely.
Yet we're not taking advantage of the phys ed class.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. And Dr. Culpepper and I have worked together since we were doctoral students together long ago, and we've worked ever since then together. But a good line of my side of the research is I like to look at the psychological aspects of it, in that that's fine if you're talented in the gym class and then you excel and make the basketball team or football team, but my main concern is what about the majority of the students who do not?
Yes.
Or they don't even like sports in the first place. You know, we have kids that are computer geeks or like music or there's other interests. So in other words, what do we let them slip through the cracks? So I take a look at the psychological aspects of self-esteem, self-determination, this kind of thing. What makes a child, like you said early on, want to participate? Well, if they've had a negative experience in the gym, hello, the PE teacher saw your shirt was untucked, so they made you do push-ups.
Right.
Seriously, I tell my students, Seriously, if I humiliated you in front of the rest of the class, you're really going to jump up and just love my class? Hello?
Well, think about what you just said, and that's a really good example. If you're trying to teach someone to love physical culture, but you're using it as a penalty, what is the real message you're sending to them?
No, you're sending the wrong message, and that's what Dr. Culpepper and I are taking a look at, is that you do not praise a person with punishment. If they in an early on life see physical education as a punishment and a humiliation and embarrassment and all these other kind of words, then what makes you think they're going to adopt it as a lifestyle as an adult? They're not. It's going to be the first thing they avoid. They're going to have every excuse in the world. Well, I didn't exercise today. I worked late. Oh, I had to pick up the kids. If we follow this into adulthood, it becomes one thing after another.
Well, what about this new phenomenon? So when I was a kid, I'm 57 years old. When I was in high school gym class, I was not athletic. And so I really didn't feel like I belonged. And that made just thinking about going to gym class an event in anxiety, because I just didn't want to be there. No one wants to be put in a situation where they feel horrible about themselves for 45 minutes at a time. But now we've gone to the other way. Everybody's a winner. What are your thoughts on all that?
I know your audience didn't want to hear my response to that one, because Dean and I, or Dr. Culpepper and I, have a huge issue with that, in that you have both ends of the spectrum on that. If you have the issue where you're just pushing, winning, 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 then kids are going to feel like they'll never mount up, or they'll never be able to live up to the expectations because they're not a winner. Or on the other aspect, one of the research projects I'm presenting at State here in a couple of weeks is that you also set kids up for being bullied by other kids, that they're going to pick on you because you're not the star basketball player and your skills are lacking in the gym according to their criteria or whatever. Now you've set yourself up for bullying.
Right.
So it is a problem, okay? And this is you have to start with the bare roots. And when Dr. Culpepper and I started on this study, I told him, you know, we're going to make a lot of people mad, particularly PE teachers.
Right.
Because we're going to step on a lot of toes here. And Dr. Culpepper told me, I'm with you. We need to just be outspoken with this and take the criticism or whatever, but it's a way to start a dialogue in trying to make a change here. Because, like you said, it has reached what the CDC is calling an epidemic.
Yes.
We have childhood obesity is out of control.
So
we've got to start with the bare necessities, and with this project, that's where Dr. Culpepper and I started.
So what specific questions were you trying to answer with this research?
Okay, the number one factor behind this is, like I said, when he and I work together, he's looking at facts. He's the stat man. He's looking at facts. And for me, I'm not. I'm looking at feelings, attitudes, perceptions, that type of thing. Okay, so what I wanted to know was, okay, let's just go in and ask the PE teachers. Well, what do you think you're doing? You think you're doing a real good job here? And all of them, regardless of the, you know, there's several models of PE. We've got the most popular one here in the United States is the sport education model. Everybody thinks if you teach kids sports, they'll just love PE, which I have problems with, but nonetheless. Then you got the fitness model. Let's make all these kids do push-ups and that kind of thing. We got a skill model. You know, we've got a responsibility model. We've got an adventure model. We can go on and on and on.
Right.
So what we said is that probably people are going to say that the number of steps they're taking depends on the model. Well, we didn't find that to be true at all, that it didn't really make any difference which one of these you are subscribing to in your PE class. They're still not taking enough steps. So our initial perception of this was to go in and ask the PE teachers, what do you think? You think these kids are getting the required 10,000 steps a day or not? Okay, so then I get my part of the research, if you will, done, and then Culpepper comes in and he puts pedometers on them. And now we want to match up. If you said they're getting the required 10,000 or more, then let's just see.
Right.
Okay, number one, you're going to have a hard time having PE teachers even agree to that one.
Because they don't want to be exposed.
Absolutely. But we did find enough that who did, and in the big, it's kind of terrible to kind of categorize our entire study into one little sentence, but I'm going to do it anyway. we found that regardless, the PE teachers thought that these kids were getting the right amount of steps across all of the disciplines, all of the models. And when we actually measured them, they did not. So there's your disconnect.
Right.
In that, what do you do now to tackle this problem in that obesity is an issue? A lot of kids, like you said, are not skilled in PE and don't like it. So we have the burden of trying to create inventive kind of ways to get these kids interested and active. But guess what? You have an unannounced factor that's coming along for the ride, the PE teachers.
Yeah.
Because
they're coming kicking and screaming. You know, I would have thought that PE teachers would have wanted to know because they want to help, but you're right. A lot of them don't, they don't want to know because it's like, oh no, I'm already working as hard as I can. That's their interpretation. What more can I do? Were these 10,000 steps just in PE class or throughout the day?
No. We're looking at PE because if you take a look at the entire day, that's another study we're considering. It's just going in and putting them, getting, that's a hard thing too, is trying to get the parents to agree to let these kids wear this, but that's another story. We are looking at measuring the entire day. There is a possibility that they go ride their skateboard after class or something like that, but because both of us come from the kinesiology area, we focus this first one on, okay, let's take a look at the PE class in of itself. What's going on there? And that's why we named it the disconnect. It's me and not you. They're in denial. I mean, they think they're delivering a great program or whatever. However, the numbers are not matching verbally what you're telling us here.
Well, so the first thing that comes, look, I wear a Fitbit. I love
my Fitbit. I do too. Okay. I can't live without my Fitbit.
I love my Fitbit. It tracks my sleep, my heart rate, everything, right?
Yep.
I see I could be really off base here. And why parents would be resistant to allowing their children to wear Fitbits, but parents should be buying their children Fitbits, and they should structure rewards based on activity.
And I agree with you. And that is the educational process that we're talking about. Now, you in research, you have to work backwards. You've got to start with building a base and showing this is what I found, and this is what appears. Okay, then you can maybe get grant money or whatever you need to go take the next step, and then you can work with, like we said, maybe after school, and then you can move to the next step, which would be actually going in and taking a look at the family structure, getting a parent to wear one and the child, and taking a look at, you know, do they do active things together, like the mother pushes the stroller and the dad, you know, throws a football with the kid or whatever. I mean, I'm being silly here, but I'm dead serious. Is this something that they're just telling their kid, you should do this, but it's not necessarily applicable to me? I mean, this is a huge issue here.
Well, and I...
You know, it's kind of like me smoking a cigarette telling you that you shouldn't smoke because it's going to cause lung cancer.
Yes, but I want to take a break, but I've got a question and a comment specifically on that issue. We're talking right now with Dr. Lorraine Killian. She's with the Department of Health and Kinesiology at Texas A&M University in Kingsville, Texas. And I can promise you, if you have kids, this is really going to be an interesting discussion. Because there are some simple ways to get your kids to move more. And they will be rewarded for the rest of their lives if you teach them to embrace physical activity and physical culture now. But I have an idea of some of the things that are standing in the way that I think that Dr. Killian has already alluded to. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Lorraine Killian. We're talking about the disconnect between PE teachers and their students. So Dr. Killian, we did a show probably in 2014 where I interviewed scientists who did some research on the reasons and the issues related to physicians not discussing with their patients losing weight. They have obese and overweight patients who come in, but very few of them actually talk about, hey, we need to get your weight under control. Have you tried this? And I asked the question of the doctors that were polled, how many of them themselves were obese or overweight? Because you don't want to have a discussion with someone who's overweight and say, you really need to do something about your weight. And they're thinking and looking at you and going, well, maybe you should too. So what about,
exactly.
What about the PE teacher's own lack of activity?
See, that's a big concern with me as well. And that's the state conference that I'm going to in 2 weeks, is that last year I had a student who did a research project with me that took a look, examined some students and asked them, are you motivated by the appearance of your own PE teacher for you to be active as well? And I told my student, you're going to upset a lot of people with this research poster. But you'd be surprised, it was well received in that it did say that kids found that looking at their teacher was not exactly the image they were looking to be the motivating factor for them to want to do this. So that is an issue. But we've become so politically correct.
Yes.
That, you know, it's kind of like, well, I don't want to be offensive. I don't want to hurt their feelings. Oh, it's like, oh, come on, give me a break. Let's deal with this. I mean, we can find a dialogue that's sensitive enough to where you're not being offensive, but when are we going to recognize the elephant in the room here?
Unless you were Muggsy Malone, if you weren't tall enough to be on the, if you're not tall enough to be on the basketball team, nobody feels bad telling you you're too short to be a basketball player.
But
what's happened is the thing that is taking this country down, which is the obesity epidemic, our hands are tied about talking about it because inadvertently, you will insult someone who is overweight. And I look, I'm a former card carrying fatty. I was 330 pounds.
Oh wow!
So I'm like one of those ex smokers. I can talk about how horrible cigarettes. I can tell you that the best way to address obesity is to address obesity with the person who's obese.
Yes, and I agree. But like I said, it's a sensitive topic and a lot of people don't want to go there. But I'm in a field where we're going to have to start finding a way because this is definitely out of hand now. I mean, the CDC has already said it's an epidemic.
How long
do you ignore it?
Why is it not acceptable to write into part of the job description for a PE teacher that they themselves must display a physique that is reminiscent of someone who is highly physically active?
Well, now, see, the national standards, the NASPE standards, say that a physical education teacher should exhibit the knowledge and demonstrate a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just kind of been kicked to the curb. I mean, that is a statement by the national standards.
But has anyone ever been sacked? Has anybody ever said to somebody, you know what? You know, you're 300 pounds. You're not a good phys ed teacher anymore.
I totally agree. But part of my job is to go out and observe student teachers. So I go out into the schools a lot. So I see a lot, and it's just disheartening for me to see someone who's really overweight blowing a whistle and telling kids to do things while they sit over there on the bleachers and check their text messages. I mean, it's. Not saying all PE teachers are that way. I don't want to offend any of the audience that's one of these hardworking PE teachers that's got kids jumping rope and working with hula hoops and doing fun activities that make kids like physical activity. But unfortunately, I see a lot of the opposite. And it's disheartening to me because I am a go-getter. I am active. I'm a marathon runner. I'm a 5-time Ironman finisher. I'm just one of these active people. So to see people who are inactive, for me, is extremely difficult for me to understand.
Okay. So where did you first come in contact with your love of physical culture? Were your parents active? Did you have a gym teacher? Tell me.
No. I come from an extremely large family. I come from Italian background. The women were large. And all of my mother's sisters were large. But I decided early on they've got a myriad of problems. You know, we've got high blood pressure, diabetes, gout, number of issues in our family here. And no offense against my family, I love my family.
Sure.
But I decided early on that I was going to find a way to try to combat this. Of course, when I got to college, I took, you know, classes, kinesiology classes that said, you know, you can just exercise and get a good part of your weight down. Well, I adopted a healthy lifestyle and just went from there. I've kept it throughout my life. I haven't given up the thinking that this is the way for aging, is that if we're active and, you know, watching a decent diet, I don't say diet, but, you know, being kind of careful with what you eat, that you can offset the myriad of problems, you know, that we face in our country, particularly with cholesterol and blood pressure.
Yes, yes. What? How far was the disconnect when we looked at the pedometers that the kids were using?
Huge, huge. We found that some of the high school kids that we were looking at maybe had like 30 steps per minute.
Oh my God.
Where it's recommended like 80 to 100.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to talk stats to your audience because your audience is going to understand if I keep this simple. But it's very obvious that if they should be getting somewhere between like 80 to 100 to be, when you go to CDC, it's going to say people need to be moderately to vigorously active. Okay, well, the average person doesn't know what moderate to vigorous means. Do I have to be half killing myself and sweating to death in a gym?
Right.
I mean, no. No, you can walk around the block. I mean, there's, like you were saying, there's healthy alternatives that we can find that doesn't mean you have to have a health club membership and be torturing yourself to achieve this.
Right.
But the bottom line is this. We have recommendations that we should be achieving. And with high school kids, it should be, at least 80 to 100. And the average that we found was like 30.
Mm.
Okay, to me, that is a huge problem, particularly when the PE teacher told us, oh, no, they're active, they're highly active. Well, CDC would not classify that as highly active.
Yeah, this
CDC
is
would can CDC would classify that as almost sedentary.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I want to take our next commercial break. When I come back, I want to talk about, since you're the one that's into the more mental side of this, was there any discussion with the students about how they felt about their PE class after you understood the disconnect between the teacher and their actual activity, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Listen up, y'all, because this is welcome it. Back. The beat that I'm banging, it's a very important discussion. I've talked about it on the air before. The greatest threat that we face in this country is not global warming, because we will have all been wiped off the planet way before the planet gets too hot if we don't figure out how to get the obesity epidemic under control. Obesity is leading to 99% of the chronic diseases that we face today, including Alzheimer's disease. These diseases are all associated with the metabolic changes that occur when a person gets fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter. And one of the most important factors in this is activity. We eat more and move less. And this has been directly related to everything that we see changing. It starts with our children. If we cannot, I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't get fat until I was older. When I was a kid, I was a spindly little thing because I was out playing all the time. My mother used to have to yell to me when we lived in Brooklyn to come home for dinner. But today, kids sit in front of the TV. They sit in class. They sit in the car on the way to this. They sit and sit and sit and sit and sit. And quite frankly, it's going to shorten their lives. We're facing right now, for the first time in human evolution, that parents will be outliving their children, that children are developing diseases typically only associated with aging. We have children developing colon cancer. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. And if we don't get kids to start moving, it's not going to go away. So what did we find out, Dr. Killian, about did we get any feedback from these kids themselves about their lack of movement? Do they recognize it as a problem? Are they happy with what they were doing?
No, we did not interview the children in this particular study. It's something that we're working on now. Okay. But we did not in this particular study, no. But one thing I would like to bring up is another study that we've designed that we're working on currently that's even, to me, more alarming than the physiological aspects. We've touted that for years and years about the blood pressure and possible cancers and all this kind of thing that are outcomes of sedentary behavior. But what we're finding now is that this is also linked into academic achievement, is that we do know that sedentary students do not score as well academically as kids who are active, because it stimulates brain activity, blood flow. We can go on and on and on about that end. But the benefits now, besides physiological, is even more profound. Academic achievement is tied to this, so why can't we get America moving? It's frightening.
From an evolutionary standpoint, Dr. Daniel Lieberman, who wrote The Story of the Human Body, he's a Harvard professor and an author, was on the show last year, and we kind of, oh no, it was actually the beginning of this year. I forgot, we're at the end of the year. And we talked about this phenomenon of energy conservation and food intake, which is part of our evolutionary mission, if you will, that it does not come natural to us to move more and eat less. This is something that's had to be acquired in recent times. In fact, he used the analogy. He says if you had two coconut trees in the wilderness, and you know, someplace where we still have natives living, and you and you had one that had an escalator going to it, they'd all get on the escalator. No one would climb the tree anymore. Because we're always looking for ways to conserve energy, because we're always waiting for the next famine around the corner. So this is a learned behavior to want to move more. But as you pointed out, when you start moving more, you feel better. So how do we enlist these kids? What do we tell the teachers, and what do they tell the kids?
Well, what we're looking at now, and some teachers find this offensive, is that they feel like we're coming in trying to tell them how to run their classroom, and they're kind of offended about, well, I'm the expert, so I should know what to do here.
Well, they're not doing what's supposed. If they're the expert, they're failing at it.
Well, and that's our opinion, in that we have got to find more innovative ways to get kids interested. And what you and I have to understand is times have changed. And maybe going out and climbing a tree or riding our bike during our times was suffice. But with today's generation, we've got to get a little bit more creative in getting these kids' attention. So we've been experimenting with different kinds of activities that we have in the gym. I have students, some of my students in my classes, we have experiments where they'll do various different activities with hula hoops and things like that. And we bring the kids in from the local schools to practice with some of this. We don't have any problem with getting these kids active. They're all jumping around and laughing and having fun, and we're making it a fun environment. We're giving kids high five. I like the way you jump through the hula hoop and things like this. But it's kind of like a festive occasion, if you will. It's very energizing. It's very motivating. But the kids are learning skills. We're teaching hopping, jumping, running, skipping, the types of fundamental motor skills that kids are supposed to be learning, but we're making it fun.
You know,
and it doesn't seem to be a problem. We don't have any kids saying, can I sit down? Do I have to do this? This is boring, or something that you would expect to come from someone who's sedentary.
You know, when I was raising children, it was not beneath me to use a bribe to get my child to do something that I knew was inevitably good for them. And I believe, and it's kind of like, but any of you have ever had a well with a pump on it, sometimes you had to pour a cup of water down to wet the leather flange to create the vacuum to pull some water up. So you had to put a little water in the pump to get water out of it. So my belief is, if I can teach a child good behavior, and I have to bribe them initially, but at some point in time, they're going to get the feeling and they're going to like it and take it from there. Bribing is not beneath me. And I know I keep coming back to it, but kids love technology. We don't need Sony Wii's. We need kids to be wearing Fitbits so that they can make a game and be competitive with their friends with steps like we do as adults.
Right. And I agree. And just the simple pedometers that we went in just to test is really easily mounted onto the kid. They just put a fix it on their belt buckle. But it's also affordable for parents, because a lot of parents are going to tell me here in South Texas, gee, I have four kids. I can't afford to buy four Fitbits. Okay, I understand at $100 a pop, that's kind of an expensive ordeal for a parent. But the pedometers now, you can get one for $5 down at Walmart. I mean, you know, it isn't going to necessarily measure the intensity and the heart rate like you would get with, like you and I were saying, the benefits of a Fitbit, which measures your sleep, etc. But it is going to tell the parent, here's how many steps your kid took today. Okay, your kid took 10,000, and then you can, you know, like you said, reward them. Wow, I like you were really more active today than you've been in a couple of weeks. I'm proud of you, or something like that. And maybe they were just, you know, playing with a skateboard.
Right.
We have to think of what we're calling physically active in a little bit different conceptual way than we may have thought of it years ago.
Well, and don't forget, for anybody who's raised children, you know what I'm going to say right now about discipline. Discipline is great, but discipline is only great if it's balanced with catching your child and acknowledging when they do things right. If all you ever do is criticize your child, you don't clean your room, you don't do this, then it's not balanced. But if you also say to your child, you know, I saw what you did with your brother the other day, that was great, and you catch them doing good, then discipline it doesn't hurt as bad. If you gave a child a pedometer and you said to them, at the end of every Friday, we're going to check your pedometer, and if you beat the week before, we're going to give you $5 to go to the, you know, to whatever, to your friend, the arcade, that's a wonderful thing. Do that. Parents need to do that.
I've had a lot of parents tell me that they do it with academics, and like, if you can make an A, I'll give you $5 or whatever. So they use this in other realms, so why not physical activity? I don't have a problem with that. But if you look at Bandura, a lot of Bandura's philosophy was it comes from a role model. And I'm huge on this, that all of my students see me active. They see me jogging around campus. They see me leading the class and bench step aerobics and things like this. So it's the same thing here. You cannot expect a child to be active in your gym if you're inactive. If you're blowing a whistle at everything I did wrong and pointing out you did that wrong, how many times did I tell you, da, 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 and you're not active yourself, then now we have another disconnect in that what kind of a role model are they looking at?
Yeah. No, this is a big problem, and it really, it's a lot bigger problem than people think. This is not about PE. This is about future generations, the trajectory of evolution, and health in this country. I want to take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Killian. Stay tuned.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin.com LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Lorraine Killian, and this is really an important subject. I know a lot of people probably aren't thinking how important this is, but this discussion has impact on future generations. I can't emphasize to a great enough degree how important this is. Getting children to love physical culture is the greatest gift you can give them when all of their friends are developing diseases and illnesses and going on fad diets. They'll have none of these problems. They'll perform better in life in general. We know that those who are physically active also perform better in the boardroom. They perform better in school environments. They perform better because they have greater self-esteem and trust and belief in their own abilities. So, Dr. Killian, what's the real message here? What do we hope to take away from this latest research? I know you have other research that you're working on, but what can we take away from this?
Well, we have several things going on right now. We're taking a look at motivational factors for kids, and like I said earlier, that we do think that this is a different generation than ours. We're working right now with what we call a smart fit wall that's kind of like a computer game for kids to where they can tap dots on the screen to try to create activity. So we're trying to see if that stimulates them because it's kind of like a video game. Do they find that this is more, I guess, motivating to them than your traditional kinds of things that we've done in the gym thus far? So we're taking a look at that. We're also taking a look at familial factors, like is there a family involvement thing? Does that seem to make it a little more cohesive? Besides just focusing on the gym, because the gym is not their only source of physical activity.
Right.
It is a major source because so many children spend a good part of their day in school. And unfortunately, PE is only a small fraction of the time they spend. So they're going to science class, they're going to all the classes, and they're going to the cafeteria, and they're going to all these places. So the gym is only a minor role. So even though this particular study that we looked at did focus on PE, and we did find that they're not really physically active there, then maybe that's not the only particular factor we should be looking at.
Yeah.
We should be looking at, you know, there's programs out there now, Catch and Spark and several of these after-school programs, if you will, that focus now after school, what can we do? Some kids may not have access to a basketball court and shooting hoops, or maybe there's not sidewalks in the neighborhood or whatever. So what can we look at that's in their immediate environment that could be a factor? So after school could be providing things for them to have a place to go, if you will, to try to engage in activities. Taking a look at things that we can create for the family, things that family can do on the weekend that are more actively engaged. And it's tough in today's world because the parents are, you know, working night and day to make ends meet. But I'm saying there's many areas that I feel that we can look at, not just the gym. This particular study did focus on the gym. But I do think that we need to find ways to get, like you said, kids interested in being physically active. And even if there is a bad situation in the gym, where they're being punished or whatever, we can find other ways to try to get them active, try to maybe get them involved in sports or whatever other things we can do. But they've got to get active. That's the bottom line. How do we reach them and get across the idea? Not just focus on their weight. Oh, we got to lose weight. Oh, I think the obsession of obesity has somewhat driven us a little bit in the wrong direction. And parents will ask me all the time, should I put my kid on a diet? Huh. No, you shouldn't put your kid on a diet. It's that's for adults. We deal with that later, but hopefully we can get an active lifestyle going here early on, and that doesn't become a problem. I think trying to find a way to get them motivated is my answer to you on that.
I think the parents play a big role in this. I think
I agree.
We talk about genetics, but there's another thing that your parents give you, and that's lifestyle. You grow up in a household, if your dad doesn't move, if your mom doesn't move, they both have weight problems, you accept the possibility of you having a weight problem, you get comfortable with it as you start to develop a weight problem. You don't think, oh, there's something wrong with that. So I think that it has to be done from a family basis. And anytime I've spoken to people, friends or family members who have come and they wanted to know, you know, how do I lose weight? How do I get in shape? What are the, and they can't get motivated. I say, if you can't do this for yourself, do it for your kids.
For your children.
Yeah, yes. We do so much. You know, there's so many of us who will do without for decades. We will do without, but we give to our kids the best school, the best clothes, and all that sort of stuff. So what's the message you're sending to your child when you are not taking care of your health? You're saying to the child, health is not important. So do it. If you can't motivate yourself to do it for yourself, then do it for the message you're sending to your child.
But the children or the youth of America are our future. Think about it.
Right.
I mean, we're not going to live indefinitely. We're going to have to pass the baton, if you will. And I always tell my students, I need to feel that when I finally retire from being a professor, I need to pass on the baton to students who I think can come behind me and exceed what I have done. I mean, you can't just come along and do kind of the same thing Dr. Killian did.
Right.
You have to exceed what I did.
Right.
You have to go beyond. So I have to make sure they're equipped with the knowledge and the tools they can to achieve this, because the next generation has really got their work cut out for them. That I feel that my generation was the pioneers in looking at exercise and running marathons and this kind of thing and understanding a healthy lifestyle. But it's going to take the generation that comes behind us. What are they going to do now that we have all of this knowledge about obesity and exercise and this kind of stuff? What are they going to do?
Yeah, it's a scary.
And motivation, like you and I agree, is going to become one of the huge factors. And I do feel that role models are going to play a huge role in their life.
Yeah.
Be your child. Are they surrounded with people who are giving them the right image?
Be your child's role model. Don't wait for them to find a role model outside the house. Be your child's role
model. Yeah, because you may not like the role model they find.
Yes. Dr. Killian, I want to thank you so much for taking time to be on the show today. This is great stuff you're working with here.
I cannot thank you enough for contacting me. I've enjoyed it thoroughly, and I hope your audience has gotten something from it as well.
Oh, I'm sure they have. Take care now.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. So there you have it. Really important discussion. It starts with the family, but obviously the gym teachers have a great disconnect. They think their kids are moving more than they really are. I think the simple answer is get your kid a pedometer and make a game out of it. That's me personally. Also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour on testosterone boosters. Don't forget, you can go to superhumanradio.com. At the bottom right-hand side, you'll see a block that says Ask the Scientist. Click that and ask Dr. Jeff for his testosterone boosting package. I think it's three different supplements that he'll send you. 12 people will get that. The rest of you will get something for free, plus a discount coupon for their product, Taxadrol. And, of course, thank you to Dr. Guess for talking to us about inulin. I don't know about you, but I'm going to look for inulin powder and see if I can change the quality of my gut microbes. I'm probably going to have it with kefir or yogurt. So that it's a prebiotic-probiotic relationship there. And tomorrow's Thursday. We're doing another episode of 20 Questions with Brooks and I, because we got more questions as a result of that last show. And I want to thank you for those of you who contacted us and said how much you liked it, where we just went rapid fire and answered your questions. We're going to do that again tomorrow. So tune in for that during the first hour. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. Thank you for listening always to all of you in the Superhuman Nation. We'll see you tomorrow.